This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Kimberly Adams, in for David Brancaccio. The Netflix film Roma is receiving widespread acclaim from critics. It sold out in theaters in Los Angeles and New York. The film tells the story of one domestic worker in Mexico City. Jorge Valencia with KJZZ's Mexico City Bureau explores whether the portrayal resonated with the experiences of other domestic workers.
The film Roma introduces Cleo, an indigenous woman from southern Mexico, as she scrubs floors in the home where she lives and works. Cleo sings as she walks across the house. At night, she tucks in the children, wishes them sweet dreams. Director Alfonso Cuarón dedicated Roma to the domestic worker who helped raise him in Mexico City. The film was released on Netflix in mid-December. Domestic workers applauded after a recent screening here in Mexico City that was organized specifically for them. Brigida Barrios Bautista was there. I feel like I was the person cleaning that house, Barrios says. She came at a young age from rural southern Mexico to the big city, and she says she would have to keep working, even if she were sick.
As workers, even if we get sick, our bosses don't see that.
Adela González-González also saw herself in the film. She says she got attached to a family after working for them for many years. She says it was sad for her when she saw her former employers get divorced.
My boss, my former boss, went through a really hard time, and it was hard for me to see her like that.
Mexico's National Domestic Workers Union has been organizing screenings of Roma for college students and members of Congress. Sofia Pablo is with Union, which is pushing for the government to formalize an 8-hour workday for domestic workers.
Us domestic workers, we aren't even seen as workers.
The union says there are some 2.4 million domestic workers across Mexico. In Mexico City, I'm Jorge Valencia for Marketplace.